welcome to you. Welcome to another exciting episode of your favorite podcast. My name is Dominic Victor, but you can call me the Sports Covo. And on today's edition of the show, I've officially reported to duty. On today's edition of the show, I'll be taking a big review and analysis of two English Premier League matches that happened over the weekend. It was Chelsea. On our first part of this podcast, we'll be looking at Chelsea versus West Ham United. Thomas Tuchel's boys finally got a win that could possibly see them finish in the top four as they defeated West Ham United by 1-0. And on the part two of this podcast, we'll also be looking at Manchester United's draw to Leeds United away at Allen Road. A very disappointing result for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and all the Manchester United faithfuls. Just stay with me for the very few minutes of this podcast, and I promise you are going to enjoy every bit of what I'll be doing here on today's show. It promises to be educating, informating, entertaining, enlightening. And of course, don't forget to also follow us on all our social media handles. Just search for Football Supplement Podcast on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. Let us know your match thoughts on all these games that happened over the weekend. And if you're ready, I am ready. Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're set, I'm officially set. Like, let's get the show on the way in a part one of today's podcast. It was Chelsea. Kickoff time was 5:30, yes. Chelsea versus West Ham United, 1-0, it ended, and a very convincing victory for Chelsea. That result now will see them sit fourth position on the log in the English Premier League table as they stand. This London derby was supposed to be the match where any team that won would certainly see their side sitting top, sitting on the fourth position of the league. Chelsea were able to get all maximum 3 points. Thomas Tuchel was very well pleased with this result. And just in case you didn't watch the match, I've got the highlights for you and how it went down.
Hugely impressive from West Ham. Here's Werner off Diop. There's tons of energy in these early minutes here. Much of it coming from Mount and Aspilicueta down the right. Mount just trying to get himself a bit of room. It's a shot on target.
Good feet then, isn't it? Good skills from Mason Mount. This is what we're saying when we see him higher up the pitch.
There's no flag on Timo Werner here. He gets there ahead of Diop. Pulisic arriving. Chilwell, Mount as well. It's another one on target. This time it's Pulisic, but it's straight at Fabianski. Lingard takes, it's over Suchek. It didn't quite drop for Ogbonna. Goodness me, it's nearly in off Aspilicueta. Yeah, they're claiming an arm.
Oh, it's actually hit his chest.
Pulisic finds Chilwell. Yes, Werner! Yeah! Had to be! Massive goal! 2 minutes before half-time. Timo Werner as well. Everything about that is brilliant news for Chelsea.
Well, it's great play, isn't it?
Mason Mount, that's worth a hit, and it's a great hit. Following up, it must be done. Oh no.
First one save on his right arm, and his second one his left arm. Pats it down into a great position. It's got to go in.
Buena and Chilwell here. Out.
Followed through by Balbuena.
Does he know what he's doing there? It's going to be 10 men for West Ham with 10 to play. Off you go, Balbuena. Silly boy. And still mounts off. It's too high for Tammy Abraham.
So unlucky.
It's not as bad a miss as it looks that. Another big test pass for Chelsea. Just one goal, but three really big points here. West Ham 0, Chelsea 1.
That was how it ended. Chelsea were able to get all maximum 3 points. A very brilliant performance by this Chelsea side. You know, West Ham United, they have been a team that have been showing resurgence in the following matches that they have played in the English Premier League. They've been a team that they've proven their worth in this Premier League, and in this match, certainly they gave Chelsea some hard times and hard moments in the match. Of the match was Timo Werner and Tammy Abraham, these two top strikers for Chelsea. I don't know whether Tammy Abraham's village people they have tied something on top of his head, or even Timo Werner, I don't know what happened to him, but they have done something on top of his head as well. Because these two players, they missed glorious chances that could have probably seen this game ending in a three-goal thriller. Yes, Chelsea will have defeated West Ham United by 3-0. But they weren't able to convert those chances. I'll tell you for a fact that Thomas Tuchel and Chelsea right now, they're currently sailing to the top four position and currently qualify for Champions League position next season. Mason Mount was in fantastic form. He was able to create a lot of chances for Chelsea, and of course Christian Pulisic was also there doing all the magic. You know, this Christian Pulisic is a guy that can break defense and get those balls in, and certainly he did that in this match. West Ham United, they were not to be overlooked. Yes, they were not to be overlooked, because in this match they were very compact. They were all men forward and all men behind, playing with all their heart, the game with the game plan, and I must tell you certainly that they certainly put that game plan to work. Fabianski had a very tough day in the office because he had to produce two fantastic saves. Like I said earlier, the game would have gone ghost crazy, but Fabianski was always there to come to the rescue of West Ham United. After that match, Thomas Tuchel had some few speeches that he spoke, and this is what he said, and I quote, "We are at a time when only the goal is worth the most for victory. We are approaching the end of the season and we must keep the energy and focus in the upcoming games. It's a great victory for us, three valuable points. It was a strong opponent who is fighting for the top four, but don't forget that we are Chelsea. Let's focus on the biggest match, that is for us, the UEFA Champions League. And we are up against a strong opponent waiting for us," unquote. That was Thomas Tuchel and his match thoughts as Chelsea were able to sail through convincingly over West Ham. Let's now turn our attentions in the part 2 of this podcast as we shift attentions to Manchester United. And their current away form has been brilliant, although they could only manage a draw at Leeds United. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Manchester United, they thought they could have closed the gap, yes. They could have closed the gap on Manchester City, but now they are trailing by 11 points behind City. This match will have been a perfect ladder for them to climb and see their side even mathematically they could have won. Yes, mathematically it's possible if Manchester United had won this match, but they failed to take this opportunity with both hands. Of course, let's not forget that Leeds United, they were top notch in this match. It was defensive for Leeds United. All men behind the ball, they were able to play massive attack and massive defense, as we know Leeds United for. This game was both defensive and like I said earlier, Luke Shaw for Manchester United, he had a very, very fine day in the office. His resurgence continued as Allen Road, with the England's left back creating a game high five chances. Shaw regained possession 7 times. Yes, and produced 12 crosses, more than any other player. The defender has created 11 chances in his last 2 league games. In 2021, he has created the most chances of any player in the Premier League. The game was, like I said, both defensive and offensive, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was with me on Football Supplement Podcast, and this was what he had to say after the match.
We had to win every single game to put pressure on City. This probably was the 2 points drop that makes them very, very safe. But we have to just push on. We have got so many games to play, to look forward to, and 2 semis coming up and Liverpool in the
future. I must tell you for a fact that the match certainly lacked all of the creativity. Wasn't quite there. It wasn't quite there. Manchester United, in the first half, they had almost all the chances, but they weren't able to take their chances. I must tell you for a fact, they weren't able to convert their chances. And playing against a Leeds United side that can defend all through for 90 minutes. And personally, they did it. So this match was the first Premier League meeting at Elland Road since October 2003. But chances were at the premium during a cottage in the opening half of this match. Yes, chances were on the premium. But Manchester United, they weren't able to convert their chances. And certainly, they weren't able to win this match. Manchester United right now, they're just looking to bridge the gap on City, like I said earlier. But hopefully, will they be able to do that? I don't know. But maybe you can tell me on all our social media handles, on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram. Just search for Football Supplements Podcast. Football Supplements Podcast. And I will certainly read your comment and your thoughts on our next episode. On with that, just before I say arrivederci on the show, don't forget that Manchester United right now, they're currently in the UEFA Europa League, and up next for them in the Europa League, they'll be hoping to get through in the semi-finals. Yes, they're currently in the semi-finals of the Europa League. Will they be able to scale through and progress to the next round of the competition? I don't know, but hopefully we'll be able to see them do that. Because Manchester United, they've done it before, time and time again. They've proven that they are a team that can produce all those results. They can do magic anytime, any day. But certainly, I must tell you for a fact that United, they're currently looking to defeat, to bridge the gap on Manchester City and progress. Hopefully, to win the league. Of course, like I said, just before I say arrivederci on the show, let me give you some latest football gossip and gist as it's happening in the transfer world. In the very, very few minutes just before I call it a wrap on today's episode, I would love to take you through some breaking transfer stories that are making headlines all over Europe. Chelsea ahead of Manchester United and Paris Saint-Germain in a race to sign Real Madrid's 28-year-old France defender Raphael Varane. This is reported by Mundo Deportivo. And Bayern Munich have opened talks to hire RB Leipzig to get Nagelsmann as their new manager. Atletico Madrid's Diego Simeone is keen to sign 31-year-old Spain defender Cesar Azpilicueta from Chelsea, and Manchester United and Liverpool could make a move for Torino's in-demand Italian striker Adrian Belotti, 27, who has also been linked with AC Milan, Roma and Inter. Torino have lined up Cagliari forwards Joe Pedro as a replacement for him. This is reported by Total Sports. Thank you very much. It's a wrap. Tick, tick.